Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 21st, 1976, in Melbourne, Australia.
This person does not appeal to the rest of I think. No, I'm nonsense. This is true. You will not think like it. That is the actual fact.
This philosophy is alien to everything I heard. It's different than everything I heard.
The fact is that. Why it is any?
Well, the Western religions have taught that whatever you do in this lifetime will determine whether you go to heaven or hell. And there's no second chance.
So they're not afraid of going to hell? There are two alternatives, either heaven or hell. But if he's going to hell?
That's why they have confession.
Oh, finished everything.
Contract.
How you?
Like my father, he was very sinful, but he would always say, "The good Lord is protecting me." He would always say, "God, God," but he never would follow anything.
Why the God does not stop war, and they're so much afraid of war? What is the answer?
Yunam pramasa kuru devi karma varindriya kutari kamiti. They may have the sense of affliction.
No, that is all right. But God, your father says, Lord will protect. But when there is atomic bomb, why he does not protect?
Well, up to now he's protected.
Huh?
Up to now he's
protected. He's protected. Others are not protected. So his time has not yet come.
Hmm.
But what is the answer? The Lord has become your obedient servant to protect. When he does not? Actually he does not. In Europe they are very, very much afraid of war. You know that?
Yes.
Oh. It becomes a terrible fright for them. Therefore, war was not declared. They are very much frightened. They have suffered two big wars. So why the God did not suffer? Cow dung philosophy. Cow dung philosophy, no? That one cow dung is just passed through and the other cow dung is being burned. This cow dung is laughing. Ah, you are burned. He does not know that when she will be burned, right? She will be dried up, she will be burned. So your father's logic is like that. I protect laughing at the death of others. Cow dung killer.
I wouldn't even give him cow dung. It's good for
him. For husk. Gobar means just press cow dung. She is laughing. And the dry cow dung is burning. Gute pore gobar husk. With this little logic, it's very good.
That's it. Some people think I'll never grow old and die. They see
you know, Ashtag Jamba Thampara. Annahani Lokani Gatshanti Jamba Mandiram. Shesha Ashtagam Ichshanti Kiva Ashtag Jamba Thampara. That is the eighth wonder.
Yesterday.
that in India, even a simple village man, he has no material affluence, and still he can understand he is not this body. But here there are big, big learned philosophers, and they can understand the first thing.
And how they receive, huh? You are present. They came to receive. Oh, it is our great fortune. You have come. And in your country, it is trespass.
That was when we were in the field, in Vrindavan.
Yes.
Very poor farmers came up very nicely to greet Prabhupada.
The Western people want to think they're the body, otherwise how can they enjoy all their technology? They want to think they're the body. They don't want to hear that I'm not the body. Because if they're not an illusion, they can't try and enjoy so much the things of the West.
That means foolish.
Yeah.
Less intelligent.
We are walking across everyone's field to go to the river. And they are saying, Hari Bol.
Yeah. Yeah, they are coming with dogs.
Senses.
Especially if it's a devotee.
You'll be more eager to shoot.
Come in.
1717, Captain Cook.
He's the same one that went to Hawaii, you know, and they never saw a white man there before. So the natives there in Hawaii were very enamored to see such a big white man. So they took him as God, and they were worshiping him. And one day he was...
Captain Cook.
Yes. And one day he was walking across the rocks, and he hit his foot on a rock and he began to bleed. And they saw the blood, they said, he is not a god, he's just like us. So they killed him and ate him.
Oh. Killed him?
Yeah, they killed him and ate him.
What's that?
Yes.
You have eaten?
Yes. He was taking advantage of their ignorance.
Original Hawaiians, they're man-eaters.
Yes.
Huh?
No, they weren't. They just ate him.
Huh?
He had been there a couple of times. They became suspicious when he came back. He had been exploiting them.
I'm so worried, but this country is so big and there's only 12 million people. More people live in New York City than in this whole country. And they say overpopulated.
They would not allow.
Yes, they don't allow.
They have the white Australia policy. White Australia policy.
Chinese man, Indian, they will come, a large number. But they will not allow.
And there's more cows in this country than people.
They're killing.
They are feeding them.
Other countries, they are starving for want of meat. Therefore, I say the new natural name is simply barking. Dogs. What is the ban? We cannot adjust. United Nations. All the nations should take advantage, all the facilities offered, but that they will not allow. And they are named United Nations. This is first.
In New Zealand, they have 100 million tons of surplus milk powder, and they can't sell it, so they've decided to feed it to the pigs. They could send it all over the world.
Why not take it free and send it to India?
It is.
As you are. Everything is sufficiently there. But still, some are starving and some are enjoying. For want of Krishna consciousness.
Rascals, they try to blame everything on Krishna by saying, why is Krishna letting people starve?
Krishna has given them sufficient. They are mismanaging. It's still Krishna. And yes. Krishna created this earth. Did he say, this is for the Australian, this is for the American? Did he say? Why you are keeping so much land as Australian? That is also Krishna's fault. Australia, they were given to the English. They came and they, by force, they took it. Similarly, America, the land was there.
They call this colonization, should have been.
Whatever he may call, there are thieves, robes and thieves.
Exploited.
Now they are dividing up the booty. Fighting over
that story? Some thieves stolen. Now when they are dividing, they say, please, honestly, religiously. The things are stolen, and now it is to be divided religiously. The foundation of the thing is stealing, and they are dividing. Now they are making laws, morality.
They have a saying, honor among thieves. Honor among thieves, that is a saying.
This has been named by Bhagavad
Gita. So it comes, simply teaching.
Karma prajjita koitava tra. Duplicity, hypocrisy is there, complete reject.
Krishna is a better cheater, though. He would cheat them.
Krishna is not cheater. Energy is so powerful. That any man is a cheater, he will be cheated. Automatically. If you infect some disease, you'll have to automatically. But it's not that the disease has to be injected. No. Because you have infected, you suffer. Same like you have done this sinful, you suffer. That is the cycle of birth and death. You have created a mentality to become the same animal and you suffer. Karanam guna sangas. We have seen this cloud. Extraordinary.
The horn.
Oh, yeah.
Very dirty river. They say it is the upside down river. It is more blue on the bottom than it is on the top. factories, they put all of their waste into the river.
Last night you were describing how people serve their dogs. And now in the Western countries they have restaurants where you can take your dog and he sits at the table with you and they serve a meal for him. And they have catering services. You can call up and they'll bring a special meal to your dog so he can eat at his home. They have beauty parlors for dogs. Everything.
Man, that picking dogs has dogs. So basic civilian dog is untouchable. See, it's all the centers. Then how many days it takes?
To visit all of our centers?
Mm-hmm.
In the world?
No, Europe, America. That is wise now.
About 3 months? If you stayed one day in each center?
No. One day only?
And it was 35 days.
Huh?
35 days. No. To visit each center and stay there for some time.
Some time? Some time means?
5 days. Sir.
5 to 7 days.
Yeah.
Say about 6 days.
Say about. At least a half a year. 6 months, seven months.
So much time.
Yeah, some of the temples are very small, though.
No, I bet it.
They can come to the big temple.
Yeah.
Like here, we have 3 centers. They can all come here. Mm-hmm. See, the big ones in America, there's about six, seven big temples. Mm-hmm. Which the others can go to. They have facilities to accommodate them. Then 6 or 7 temples would be about a month and a half.
Generally, 6 and 7 in Europe.
Europe, England, France, Germany. Not as big. Say,
Switzerland.
4 or 5 weeks. All together, 11 weeks. Maybe 2.5, 3 months.
I think you were possibly wanting to stop in Tehran this year on the way back to India.